This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents To Catch a King, Charles II's Great Escape, by Charles Spencer, read by Richard Trinder.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
I know how men in exile feed on dreams. Aeschylus. Introduction. King Charles II had a favourite story. It was about the 6 weeks when, aged 21, he had been on the run for his life. Those hunting him down had included the regicides, those responsible for his father's trial and beheading, who feared him as a deadly avenger. The parliamentary army, who viewed him as the commander of a defeated foreign invasion, and ordinary people, because upon his head sat not the English crown of his birthright, but a colossal financial reward. This brief period of Charles II's life stood alone for many reasons. While there were many other times when the bleak reality of his situation fell well short of any reasonable princely expectations, it marked the low point of his fortunes, both as man and royal dignitary. It was uniquely exhilarating for him, in a way that only a genuine life or death...